just when you thought it was safe to go back into the water. So I looked at other YouTube videos. I was trying to calm down and have me a little brunch for. I was trying to watch some of the inauguration. And I was like, okay, let me take a chance. Let me see if it's going to be safe. Nope. Because as soon as I turned it on, they showed the shot of the Capitol. Now, ladies and gentlemen, to sing Amazing Grace, Garth Brooks. No! Okay, it's not safe. I mean, I'll have to wait until I get snippets of the speech. Because YouTube is great with that. I can't watch none of the musical selections because of the fact of, I mean, congratulations, Biden and Kamala Harris, but do you have to do that at my expense of having flashbacks of my wife and singing those songs for her, even to the point when I sang it when I was at her casket, getting time with her casket before the funeral? Really? Really? Did you have to do that to me? I mean, first with I Didn't Shall Live by the Gators, played by the band, and now Amazing Grace, sang by Garth Brooks. I turned it off before I ever heard the daggone melody this time. I caught it. What are you trying to do to me? What are you trying to do to me? I know this will be Biden and Kamala Harris Day, but there you go. You don't have to do it on my expense. You don't have to make me grieve all over again. I just came from a funeral. Last week. Left last Wednesday. Returned last Friday. Went to the funeral on Thursday. Couldn't even do the NFL pickup until Monday. I'm trying to cover a huge historic event in Washington. Even though it may not be the best idea, but I'm trying to cover a huge event, and all they want me to get is PTSD! Or complex PTSD or complex 3. All they want me to do is think about my late wife when I just went to a friend's funeral! That was unsafe for me! That was unsafe for me! I know that must have been the vice president. I know that must have been the president's songs and what he picked. But, I mean, I'm sure he noted that. I'm sure they didn't know that it was going to bring me a lot of flashbacks and make me think about my late wife. That's why I don't even hear those songs anymore. And if I did play them on this podcast, I wouldn't even play them anymore.